first of all, talk about what Jordan Center is proposed to be.
Well, we've got in north end downtown Bryan, we've got a five-story multi-use development with a parking garage. We'll have residential units on the top three floors, and then we have retail on the first floor. The residential is comprised of about, I think we're sitting at 87 residential units right now, right about 100 and a little over 100,000 square feet. And the retail sits just at 25,000 square feet with just various mixed retail.
And how does the Kimball Feed buildings figure into all this?
The Kimball's unique. We have a local restaurant that is moving there, actually. And I'm not quite at liberty to say yet who that is, but it's exciting for us.
So the 100,000 square feet for residential and the 25,000 retail commercial is in addition to the Kimball buildings.
Yes. Yeah, it is.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, and we've also got a gallery component on the first floor. We're trying to create a art gallery that is commission free for the artists. Basically, we want to allow them to be able to recoup as much financially as they can without the gallery taking much of anything from them, which is kind of a unique concept in the art world, art gallery world at least.
What's the proposed timeline? Should the Bryan City Council give the green light?
We're actually working on drawings now, design now. Our contractor, we're working on pricing and such with them, and we're looking to begin construction in summer 2016.
With the anticipated completion?
Yeah, we're looking to finish up construction in summer of 2018, so about a two-year time frame.
For the entire project, not done in phases?
Yes, the entire project, start to finish.
Well, it's an exciting time for the north end of downtown Bryan, right across what would have been 21st Street. I saw the Blackwater Draw building being renovated, and then another block to the north is the Ice House, which is proposed to also undergo its own metamorphosis, I guess. It's going to be quite a nice little area.
We also know of there's another development the city approved. On the 22nd and Bryan block, there's a developer out of Dallas that's putting the other package over there that we're excited about as well.
A couple of years from now, it'll be quite a happening place.
Yes, yeah, well, it'll look a lot different than it does today. And it's about time we brought it back from its back to its glory days. So I'm really excited about it.
I'm somebody who's lived here less than 6 years, so I'm not familiar with the glory days as you brought it up. If you can talk about that a little bit.
When I was at A&M in the early 90s, I remember coming down, and basically Los Norteños was about as far north as you would reasonably go for anything that was open. There's a lot of people been around a lot longer than I have, but I remember walking down back in that time frame, and everything was just boarded up. I mean, we've all seen it, and dilapidated, just not taken care of. It's complete night and day from what it was back in the 90s, and I know back in the 80s and even late 70s as well, but it's good to have the resurgence, and it's actually good to see people moving back into Bryan. Bryan's a wonderful community, and we live three blocks from downtown Bryan. It's a great area, so it's good to have people back here.
Yeah, I was blessed to get to town at about the time that the North End was finishing, like the reconstruction of Main Street and some of that beautification, I guess, for the lack of a better word. Those buildings have been removed and open space just waiting for the development to take place. But also being able to incorporate, for instance, in your case, the Kimball Feed building, so you're able to match some of the past with some of the things that you want to do from the new construction.
We feel that the Kimball has a particular look that we don't want to compete with, but at the same time, we don't want to build and design the same look from, you know, the late 1800s and early 1900s. We want something modern to be downtown, but at the same time, respect the Kimball and respect the other buildings downtown. So we're excited about bringing something that, that is very, very new. For instance, we have the entire western facade of the living residential units is all green wall. We've got we'll have a growing live green wall that starts from the third story and goes up to the fifth story, which, you know, something you see in a lot of larger cities, but nothing we have here yet. So I'm excited about just the architectural side of it.
In fact, from an artist viewpoint, or for somebody with the creative mindset, it really sounds like you're really going a long ways to incorporate that within the architectural design.
Most definitely, and I think it's with the cities, the downtown area, actually the recent designation by the state as being a cultural and arts district. I think it's important that we continue that in all developments down here. We have, but besides the architecture of the building, we have a sculpture garden. We have a sculpture garden that will house public art. We're going to open up a competition to artists to create the sculpture. And like I said, the art gallery. I mean, art and culture is going to be the focus of the operation of this development.
Anything else that I've missed to this point?
Oh, there's details in the project, but we'll put out a full press release not too much longer about showing all the amenities and such, and just very excited about future development here in downtown Bryan.